This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Alex Stegman in for Adora Namigante, and this is The Rundown. Tomorrow is Election Day. About 200 people gathered downtown this weekend to advocate for women's rights and to rally support for Vice President Kamala Harris. Women's March attendees held signs saying "Feminism Trumps Fascism" and "Roe, Roe, Roe," a nod to the overturning of Roe v. Wade that ended the constitutional right to abortion nationwide. Georgia Hillard traveled from Charleston, Illinois, to advocate for a Harris-Walz presidency, which she believes would strengthen reproductive rights in the U.S.
My family, most of my family members are Trump supporters, and it makes me very sad, but that's the way it is. So I have to stand. I have to let my family know I'm just not going to stand by and let this happen.
Hillard fears former President Donald Trump would approve a federal abortion ban if he returns to the White House. Trump has said that he would veto a national abortion ban. In other election news, Illinois voters are weighing in through an advisory referendum whether more health insurers should cover fertility treatments, including IVF. IVF can take years for a person to get pregnant, and one round costs an average up to $14,000. That's according to the nonprofit KFF. Like most states, Illinois Medicaid does not cover IVF for low-income women. Katie Watson with Northwestern University says that creates a big barrier.
It is a violation of reproductive justice, the right to have a child, to allow medical treatments to be divvied up based on income.
WBEZ analyzed federal data and found almost all babies born last year with the help of fertility treatments in Illinois had moms with private insurance. Jurors in the federal corruption trial of one-time Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan were expected to hear a fourth day of testimony today from one of his former top aides. Will Cousinot was a key staffer for Madigan in the House and the state Democratic Party that the ex-speaker formerly chaired. Federal prosecutors called Cousinot as a witness last week to help prove their racketeering conspiracy case against Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. The government alleges in part that Madigan, with help from McLean, took bribes from ComEd and AT&T in exchange for helping move their legislation in Springfield. Cousinot testified Madigan directed him to vine votes when it appeared a ComEd-backed bill might fail. And he told jurors about an apparent Madigan-backed effort to raise money for a one-time political worker whom the ex-speaker fired for sexual harassment. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants more money for the Department of Environment, despite the city's financial woes. It's a part of a $17.3 billion budget proposal. Last year, Johnson made good on a promise to reopen the Department of Environment after it was shuttered in 2012, but earmarked just $1.8 million for it. Now, thanks in part to more grant funding, the budget would grow to $2.3 million.
We don't turn our planet over, you know, to the next generation damaged.
Johnson says the budget increase will help pay a consulting firm to explore how to give the department's leader more regulatory authority. The previous Department of Environment had a budget of $52 million and inspectors to enforce environmental regulations. Here are some other quick things you need to know about today. The Chicago Board of Education voted unanimously last week to approve a total of nearly $1.3 million to settle the federal defamation suits of two former Lincoln Park High School basketball coaches. The Chicago Tribune reports CPS's agreement to pay Larry Washington and Pat Gordon will close the civil complaints each coach filed in 2021. The two coaches and other Lincoln Park staffers were fired in 2020 as allegations of misconduct roiled the school community. The two coaches claimed the denial of due process and infliction of emotional distress in addition to defamation. Quincy Jones has died. His publicist says he died Sunday night at his home in Los Angeles. Jones grew up on the south side of Chicago and rose to the very heights of show business. He became one of the first black executives to thrive in Hollywood and leaves behind a vast musical catalog that includes some of the richest moments of American song and rhythm. His historic career ranged from producing Michael Jackson's record-setting Thriller to prize-winning film and television scores and collaborations with Frank Sinatra and Ray Charles. Jones was 91. Rainy and breezy this morning with thunderstorms possible later this afternoon. Expect a high near 70. Heavy rain expected later tonight with wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour and a low in the low 60s. I'm Alex Stegman. Thanks for listening.